Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable listeners to Markazu Sahaba, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Ta'ala for this beautiful deen of Islam. All salutations on our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that taught us the whole of deen. Subhanallah, that is, your creator has a right over you. Your body has a right over you. Your family has a right over you. You yourself, your soul has a right over you. Your kids has a right over you. Give each one its due right. My reminder for myself today and for my dear listeners is that look within yourself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look at yourself. Reflect on your own self. Do we know there is the best six doctors to be found that surround you? And we take these things just for granted, subhanAllah, because we're living in a time, the plug-in drug, electric speed. Smartphones has invaded our lives, our homes, our bedrooms. It's the first thing we see in the morning, and it's the last thing we see at night. And what is it on it? Yet, it is unnatural light. When last, my dear brother and sister, did we have the opportunity to see sunrise and to see sunset? Last, we have an opportunity just to pause and to reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat. My beloved listeners, the best six doctors, subhanallah, what are they? Sunshine. Sunshine that we take for granted, subhanallah. Do we know that this body of ours is an incredible creation? Your health is based on the personal choices you make for yourself. And you're guaranteed, when you open up your own self to these six doctors, you feel alive, you feel you can jive, you feel lekker for the day. Wow, look at me now, the sunshine. Earth in the sun. The sea, subhanAllah, those that are living near to the ocean, whether in Natal, whether in the Western Cape, waves carry them away, subhanAllah. Our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautiful he said, فَخْلَعُونِ عَالَكُمْ, that occasionally remove your shoes. Remove your shoes even when you're at home. Remove your shoes and walk barefoot. Because it calms your entire body. Doctors explain to us the feet soles, it has over 200,000 nerve endings. SubhanAllah. Now imagine when you remove those tackies and those shoes and you're walking a little bit barefoot on the grass, on the sea sand, or at home when you know where it's parked, you're walking there and just relaxing and enjoying a little bit outside that sunshine. SubhanAllah. What great vitamins is there in the ocean of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Next to that, the six best doctors, water. There's a book written in the market, the body's men cries for water. Therefore, my dear listener, to Markazu Sahaba, two glasses of water after waking up, it helps activate the internal organs. The body's men cries for water. It every time signals one, let go of all this unnatural juices, these gas drinks. It's harming us in the long run. But when you opt for the real Makoi water, you feel alive. You feel better, my dear brother and sister in Islam. The next gift that Allah has given us, that is known as one of the best six doctors, is rest. A good night's sleep is equal to a balanced lifestyle. Rest gives our bodies time to decrease the stresses on some of the systems of ours, and it focuses energy on the repair process that helps healing. Therefore, Islam showed us a sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kailula. To have a little bit of afternoon nap, even if it's just quarter of an hour, even if it's just a half an hour, whatever little bit of rest you can give, just to re-energize the entire body, mind, and soul. And we cannot imagine also the freshness of that air. Also among the best six doctors, that air. When last did you have the time just to reflect yourself? to fill your lungs with that fresh air, to inhale Mother Earth, to feel its pulse. A healthy outside starts from the inside. And subhanAllah, having been at many masajid across Gauteng and Natal, we can see this beautiful masajid in our area. And many of our areas have got security, and we can choose rather to walk to the masjid and to walk back with a friend or two back home. And how nice when you breathe in that beautiful air of the Fajr. And that moment of the Fajr, you can hear those birds tweeting. They are the tasbih of Allah. And you're greeting those birds. And when you come home, you take old bread and you just squeeze it out and you put it there for the birds to bismillah. And you put a little bit of fresh water for them. I'm telling you, when you give something good out to the creation of Allah, the Creator becomes so pleased with that. You're getting all that good to ask for the day, my beloved listeners, to Barakatul Sahaba. My dear listeners, a healthy outside starts from the inside. Early to bed, early to rise makes an individual wealthy, healthy and wise. Practice that breathing. We need to breathe because we are so filled with toxic. So much toxic of poisons in our body, we need to get rid of it. And the healthiest of ingredients on the list is nature. And how can we make nature part of us? The sixth best doctor says, it is sunshine, water, rest, air, exercise. SubhanAllah. The great outdoors. Exercise is key to our well-being. You feel good when you start exercising your limbs. You look good. It is nature's natural happy mood. In fact, studies show us also that people are connected to their community. It's also some sort of exercise where you're busy preparing soup, you're busy preparing sandwiches for the elderly people of the community or for the poor people in the community, and you do that with your family members. It bonds. It makes you feel much better. And you're giving time for the community. Allah loves this. We need to make an effort to spend some time outside with the great outdoors. Let the natural light brighten our mood and soak us up with the radiance of the sun. In an interesting book that I just read this weekend at the library, Stop, Look, Breathe, Create by Wendy Ann, exploring the world mindfully, the ground beneath our feet, the sky above, the world in full color, the life patterns and textures. SubhanAllah. What can you learn from that? You can only learn, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ. This is Allah's creation. Allah has created. فَارُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِي. Show me anyone else that can create exactly that which Allah Ta'ala has created. SubhanAllah. Amongst the six doctors, exercise and diet. SubhanAllah. When you eat good, my dear listeners, you feel good. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Surah Baqarah, Allah says, O Musliman, eat your food as your medicine. Eat the wholesome food that Allah has provided you. Is it from the tree or is it from the factory? Eat your food as your medicine. Otherwise, you have to eat medicine as food. The body, my dear listeners, it needs vitamins. A, B, C, D. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَا. Allah sent down for us water. And from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمِن كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتِ. Allah gives us different varieties of fruits, different colored, different vegetables, different fruits, different textures, different vitamins in it. And in these seeds are all Allah's pharmacy. The squash, the carrots, the broccoli, the fish. SubhanAllah, these, when you have green on your table, in your plate, you feel green. Some cucumber, some lettuce. For our housewives at home, my dear sisters, take away these gas drinks, these fizzy drinks, and opt rather cut some pieces of cucumber, put pieces of lemon inside, and put it in water, and you can add some ice blocks. You see a cool feeling comes into the heart of all those that are diligent and say Bismillah. How beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with these ni'mat. And nature itself is a powerful healer. It soothes, it heals, it strengthens the heart. It increases oxygenation throughout the body. It decreases one's cholesterol. It increases blood supply to the muscles. It aids good digestion. It increases the immune system. It decreases tension and anxiety. It increases our self-esteem. It improves our sleep. It decreases worries. It increases general feelings of well-being. It has a positive effect on our mood. And the list goes on of so much benefits of just walking the walk. We need to make walking, my dear listeners, a regular part of our new lifestyle. Walking is also bonding time, husband and wife, family time with the kids. And when you are walking, you tend to sink in of nature. You come to realize, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ, that the creation that Allah has created of the heavens and the earth is much greater than that building and those malls that we marvel on that man has made. Subhanallah. My dear listeners, the digital world has made such lack of physical movement. We are so stuck at our desks the whole day, and if not, then we glued to our phones, and if not, we are glued to that screen of ours, smartphones, and what we are seeing. We haven't got that opportunity to see sunrise nor sunset, and it takes away so much of that eyes, the unnatural light it's called. Get back to nature. Reconnect with nature. See the natural beauty that Allah has created. Reconnect with people. Our kids, they spend 95% of life indoors, and they have not a clue of the great outdoors. We need to disconnect from the superficial online relationships and reconnect with those that matter in the real world. Subhanallah. Get together for a braai, but make it fun. Play some five-a-side soccer. Play some games. Or play even a little bit of dominoes. Or play a little bit of snake and ladder. Play those things that is creative to the mind and just relax you and chills you of all the deep things that actually bringing us down and bringing us moody and making us sappy. And instead, also, wherever you are, don't forget your namaz. Don't forget your salah. To thank Allah for the six beautiful doctors Allah has given us. The best doctors, that sunshine, that water, the rest, the air, the exercise, and the diet itself. And the research shows us we can improve our health by simply improving our breathing technique. Correct breathing enables a person to rid himself of the daily stresses and that constant pressure that affects our lives negatively. And the breathing, helps in freeing the mind and body from its psychological pressure. Meditation without medication, my dear listeners to Markazu Sahaba, relaxes every muscle in your body, including your brain, with breathing, and you exhale slowly. Your body starts to feel lighter. And our children, I end off to remind us that our children, they need to eat and see real food. No junk foods, no fast foods, no processed foods, real nutritious foods. Because food is health care, medicine is sick care. First they create the problem and sell you the solution. If the food you eat is incorrect, no medication will work at all. But if the food you eat is correct, no medication is ever needed in your life. We can see this with the last of the Mohegans, our elders in our communities. Shake their hands, look up to them, and you see, subhanallah, what is it that gave them that strength and that honor and that buma? It was Mother Earth, God's pharmacy, the natural ingredients of Mother Earth, and they are the strong nation of this Ubuntu nation. But when the same man, and when Mother Africa and man went back to eating things of that tree, and then he lost himself. Instead, go back to the tree. Go back to the real makohi of Allah's natural ingredients from Mother Earth. Wa ma tawfiq illa billah. I make dua. Allah give us understanding to enjoy life to enjoy the wonders of life and to reflect on this nasiha I have given. And may Allah grant you all a lovely day ahead. So wa ma tawfiq illa billah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.